What I have him is Cass City. It was 10 for 13.
Yep.
So that'd be 76%. And for some odd reason, the Lakers could not take advantage of the foul situation, which I'll cover in a second. They were 3 for 7, which was 42% is what I have them.
That's I do too.
10 fouls were called on the Red Hawks. 12 were called on the Lakers. So it's fairly even game that way.
So taking a look here, Lakers has a better shooting percentage at 33% versus Cass City's 29%. Lakers has made one more shot than Cass City. Lakers is out-rebounding Cass City 21-15, including very balanced rebounding, 10 defensive, 11 offensive rebounds. Cass City with 12 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive boards. But yet, John, it's free throws and fouls, foul problems for the Lakers that's keeping a lot of their players on the bench.
Exactly. Plus for Cass City, they're hitting the trays at a fairly decent clip. 30% is pretty good for a high school team. And then also they're getting to the foul line and they're cashing in a little bit more than the Lakers are.
Taking a look at other scores around the area at halftime in the Greater Thumb East, Brown City leads KPAC 19-16. That's a close game there. Brown City tied for first in the Greater Thumb East with Harbor Beach, with each with one loss apiece. KPAC a game behind at 4-2. Other scores, looks like that might be it as far as updates here. We see Mike Gallagher in the house for the Huron Daily Tribune. Of course, check out the Prep Zone on michiganstumb.com for all the latest details. John Mooney, that first half was kind of all over the place. Lakers came out very strong. They started out the game okay. They're going to stop this four-game skid. They're going to get their second win in seven tries. They're going to get things going. And then all of a sudden, here comes Cass City. Shots started to hit. They started rebounding. They started taking care of the ball. And here they are at halftime with a nine-point lead.
Lakers was pressing on the first part of the ball game, and they were making the Red Hawks take shots outside their comfort zone. And thus the poor percentage shots for the Cass City Red Hawks. And Lakers were cashing in. Then all of a sudden, Cass City, where they were just turned up the defense. I mean, it was really fun to watch. It was a belly button defense. They were not giving an inch. And they were pressuring the Laker guards, and they coughed up a few. And the Red Hawks were getting some easy buckets going down on the fast break. And then when you have that going for you and hitting a few trays, amazing how we can go ahead and get up by 9 points just like that.
And here we are after 16 minutes of play. Cass City 34, Lakers 25. As at the end of the first quarter, USA leading Reese 17-6.
Ouch.
So USA already out to an 11 double-digit lead after just one quarter of play. On to the second quarter there. So USA continues to dominate through the Greater Thumb West. They enter tonight at 10-0, trying to go for that 11th victory and their 31st straight regular season win.
That first game was decided by 2 points in the last second. Buzzer beater by Micah Kramer. So to get out like that on the road, the USA Patriots, they had a tough game earlier this week against Bad Axe at Bad Axe. And here they are at Reese, and they're so far doing pretty good.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think they want to win the championship again.
I think so. I feel like USA is just a hint motivated this year. They tasted that glory with the defeat against Flint Beecher. Of course, that's a game we'll never forget. That was sitting courtside in Burton Atherton. Good memories finally leaving Flint Regionals for the first time in our broadcast career.
What an exciting game. What an exciting finish. It was just unbelievable.
So, John, what do you expect to see here in the second half? You see a little bit more calmed down Lakers. You're going to see we saw Lakers against last time against Bad Axe. They came out and had a strong third quarter after being held scoreless for a majority of the second quarter against Bad Axe.
I don't think the Lakers are going to go away, but I think they're going to go back to what was successful for them at the beginning of the game. I think they're going to be pressuring the Cass City Red Hawks, full court press. And as far as the Red Hawks are concerned, truthfully, I really think they're going to go back to that belly button defense and try to make the guards pay. That would probably, I think they're thinking that the Laker guards is the weak end of the Laker attack. And they might have a point because you've got people like Pasek, who had a great first half.
Yeah, 12 points.
12 points.
Six in each quarter.
And Sheridan with six, but Sheridan had to sit down for a lot of it with foul trouble. So you know, like I said, at the beginning of the broadcast, Lakers' strength is on the inside. That's where their height is. That's where their advantage is. They have to go in there.
Bryce Fernald, Hayden Horn, Colin Rubel, and Zach Beecher each have two fouls for Cassidy. For Lakers, Sam Gost with two, Mason Williams with three, Carson Binder with three, Hunter Keim with two. That's your foul trouble. Cassidy will start on offense, and Bryce Fernald throws it directly out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball, opposite side of their court, and that's the sixth turnover for Cassidy. 34-25. Cassidy leading by 9 points. That's the largest lead of the night for either team. Siegfried at the left wing dribbles into the lane, then puts the floater up. This one's no good. Sheridan gets the put back, and this one's in for two. And Sheridan starts the second half like he started the first half. He now has 8 points and this seventh rebound. Here comes Cassidy with a 7-point lead, 34-27. To the left wing to Cathrell. Now hands it off to Stern. Double team coming there.
And his dribble.
And he's in trouble. Now somehow bails it out over to Fernald. Top of the key against Binder. To left wing. And there's a travel as Stern shuffled his feet before he moved to the basket. And that will be the second turnover in this quarter. Seventh of the evening for Cassidy.
Now Luke Stern has a quick move to the hoop. It is very quick. But that time it got a little too quick.
34-27 to Cassidy by 7. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. We've had one lead change and one tie in this ballgame, both coming in the second quarter. Siegfried, two bowls, top of the key, dribbles once, has to pick it up to Siegfried, right wing against Stern. Gets a screen from Sheridan, give and go, over to Bowles, right wing, trying to feed him to Sheridan, nothing there, back out to the top to Pasek. Goes down the left side of the lane, the floater's up, off the mark, rebound brought in by Cassidy's Landon Schenk, and we're headed the other way. 34-27, score remains, 7-point differential in favor of the hometown Cassidy Redhawks.
Trap at the top.
Lakers zone pressure still working, and it's a steal for Garrett Bowles, intended for Cathrell.
I think Cassidy needs a timeout.
Sheridan for three, right wing, it is up, and it is good. Sheridan now with 11 points, and it's a 34-30 game, a 4-point game. And it's a 5-0 run for Lakers to start this third quarter. The runner on the baseline from Stern is no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a foul against the Lakers. And the will go against number 12. That's Andrew Siegfried's first personal foul, first Laker foul in the second half. 34-30, Cassidy by 4 points, 6:10 left in the third quarter. Dribbling Anthus back out to Fernald at the top of the key over to the left wing to Cathrell. Into the high post, turns to the basket. Landon Schenk dribbles down and off the glass. Too strong rebound, Sheridan. Here come Lakers. Trailing by 4 points. Siegfried feeds it down to Pasek. Right block goes strong against Cathrell. This one's no good. Rebound, Sheridan, but it's stolen away by Fernald, and we're going the other way.
The Hawks have to score now. They seem a little out of control.
Anthus in the corner, back out to Cathrell for the three from left wing. This one's good. Cathrell with 9, and we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. It's a full timeout. It's Cassidy 37, Lakers 30, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today. When I can't find the words, I just go.
I don't like you. No, I love you. 5:27 left in the third quarter. Cassidy calls a full timeout as they now lead by 7 points, 37-30. Lakers start out this quarter, though, on a 5-0 run, enforcing three turnovers for Cassidy. Lakers inbounds, breaks the man-to-man pressure from Cassidy. To left elbow to Carson Binder, back out to Bowles. Bowles to Binder, left wing, starts his dribble. Down to the low post to Pasek, and there's Cathrell fronting him. And we're going the other way. Good steal from Cathrell.